All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into geographic targeting in Google Ads. We've got this really cool article from the experts over at DoubleDome.com. It's called How to Use Geographic Targeting in Google Ads for Maximum Impact. And, you know, we're going to try to distill some of the most important points so you can really level up your advertising game. You know, everyone's always looking for that extra edge, right?
Absolutely. And geographic targeting can be a game changer when it comes to maximizing your ad spend and reaching the right people. It's all about getting hyper-focused and making sure your ads are seen by the people who are most likely to be interested in what you're offering.
So, why don't we just jump right in? What is geographic targeting like in a nutshell? I feel like a lot of people maybe have heard the term, but don't really know what it entails.
Yeah, it's actually pretty straightforward. It's basically choosing specific locations where you want your ads to show. You can target by country, region, city, or even get as granular as specific zip codes.
Wow, so we're talking about like really drilling down and finding those prime locations where our ideal customers are hanging out. Like imagine being a local bakery. You wouldn't want to be showing ads to people who are miles away and can't even get to your store.
Exactly. That's where geographic targeting comes in. You can make sure that your ads are only being seen by people who are within your delivery radius. That way, you're not wasting your budget on people who are unlikely to become customers.
Okay, that makes total sense. So it's all about being efficient with our ad spend. But I'm also thinking about the whole customer experience, right? If I'm searching for something online and I see an ad that's relevant to my location, it just feels more personalized and engaging.
Absolutely. It's about creating that sense of relevance and connection with your audience. People are more likely to click on an ad if it feels like it's tailored to them. And geographic targeting allows you to do just that.
Okay, I'm sold on the benefits of geographic targeting. But let's get down to brass tacks here. How many different ways can we actually target people geographically?
Well, as I mentioned, you can target by country, region, city, or zip code. But there are also some other really cool options like radius targeting.
Radius targeting. What's that?
So imagine you're a brick and mortar business, like that bakery we were talking about.
Okay.
With radius targeting, you can set a specific radius around your store and only target people who are within that area.
So like if I'm walking down the street and I'm craving a cupcake, boom, your ad pops up on my phone.
Exactly. It's all about capturing those micro moments when people are actively searching for something nearby.
I'm starting to see how powerful this can be. I mean, it's like we're putting our ads right in front of the people who are most likely to walk through our doors.
Right. And the more relevant your ads are, the more likely people are to engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates into more clicks, more leads, and ultimately more sales.
I'm definitely feeling the excitement here. But hold on, let's take a step back for a second. I'm curious, what about businesses that have a wider reach? Like, what if I'm selling products online and I ship nationwide?
Well, in those cases, you might want to consider targeting by region or even country. It all depends on your specific business and your target audience.
Okay, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about being strategic and choosing the targeting options that make the most sense for your business.
You got it. And remember, you can always experiment with different targeting options and see what works best for you.
All right, so we've got a pretty good understanding of the different ways we can target people geographically. But I'm curious, how easy is it to actually set all this up in Google Ads? Like, is this something a newbie could figure out, or do you need to be a tech whiz?
You know, one of the great things about Google Ads is that it's designed to be pretty user-friendly. Even if you're not a tech expert, you can still navigate the platform and set up your campaigns.
Okay, that's good to know. So I'm imagining I'm in the Google Ads interface. Where do I even begin? Like, what are the steps involved in setting up geographic targeting?
All right, so first, you'll want to go to your campaign settings. From there, you can choose your location targeting method, whether it's by country, region, city, zip code, or radius.
Okay, so we're choosing our playing field, so to speak.
Exactly. Then you can refine your audience further by excluding certain locations. For example, if you're a local business, you might want to exclude locations that are outside of your delivery area.
Okay, so we're really honing in on our ideal customer.
Yeah, and you can also adjust your bids based on how valuable certain locations are to you. So, for example, if you know that people in a certain zip code are more likely to convert, you might want to bid higher for those impressions.
So we're not just targeting locations, we're also being strategic about how much we're willing to pay to reach people in those locations.
That's right. It's all about maximizing your return on investment.
Oh yeah, this is all starting to make sense. But I'm curious, what are some common pitfalls people fall into when setting up geographic targeting? Like, are there any mistakes that we should try to avoid?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest mistakes people make is being too broad with their targeting. They might target an entire city when they really only serve a specific neighborhood within that city.
Okay, so we don't want to cast too wide a net. We need to be more specific.
Exactly. And on the flip side, some people make the mistake of being too narrow with their targeting.
So it's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Not too broad, not too narrow, but just right.
You got it. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you're reaching enough people to generate leads, but you're not wasting your budget on people who are unlikely to convert.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing the importance of getting this right. So, how do we know if we found that sweet spot? Are there any tools or metrics that can help us refine our targeting over time?
You're thinking like a pro. And yes, Google Ads provides a wealth of data and reporting features that can help you analyze your campaign performance and make adjustments as needed. One of the most valuable tools is location reporting.
Location reporting. Tell me more.
Think of it as a GPS for your ad campaigns. Location reporting shows you precisely which locations are driving the most clicks, conversions, and ultimately ROI. You can then drill down into specific regions, cities, or even zip codes to see how your ads are performing in those areas. This data empowers you to make informed decisions about where to allocate your budget and focus your efforts.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing the value in this. It's like having X-ray vision into our campaigns, seeing exactly where the action is happening. But let's get back to the actual ads themselves. Are there any specific tactics we can use to make our ads even more effective when combined with geographic targeting? You know, things that really make them pop and grab people's attention.
There absolutely are. One incredibly powerful tool is location extensions. This feature allows you to add your business address, phone number, and even a link to directions directly to your ad.
Wait, so if I'm searching for pizza near me and I see an ad with the address and phone number of a nearby pizzeria right there, I'm way more likely to click on it, right?
Exactly. It's all about providing that extra layer of convenience and relevance. People are more likely to engage with an ad that feels personalized and makes it easy for them to take action. And location extensions do just that.
So it's not just about targeting the right location, but also about crafting the right message for that location. It's like speaking directly to people's needs and wants based on where they are.
You got it. And this is where things get really interesting. Because geographic targeting isn't just about physical location, it's also about understanding the nuances and behaviors of people in different areas.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. People in different regions might have different interests, preferences, and even slang terms. So tailoring your ad copy and imagery to reflect those nuances can make a huge difference in how people perceive and engage with your ads.
Wow, you're blowing my mind here. I'm starting to see how geographic targeting can be so much more than just choosing a location on a map. It's about understanding your audience on a deeper level and creating a truly personalized experience for them.
That's exactly it. It's about going beyond the surface and tapping into the unique characteristics of each location to create campaigns that truly resonate with people.
This is way more in-depth than I ever imagined. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of what's possible with geographic targeting.
You're absolutely right. There's so much more to explore, from advanced bidding strategies to integrating geographic data with other targeting options. And the best part is that Google Ads is constantly evolving, so there's always something new to learn and experiment with. But before we dive into those more advanced tactics, let's take a quick break and recap some of the key takeaways from what we've covered so far.
Sounds good to me. I need a minute to process all this awesomeness anyway.
So, are you ready to dive back in?
Absolutely. I'm eager to uncover more of those hidden gems you mentioned earlier, like those advanced bidding strategies. They sound pretty intriguing.
Ah, yes, bidding strategies, they're a whole art form in themselves. You see, when you're running a Google Ads campaign, you're not just setting a fixed price for every click. You actually have a lot of different bidding strategies to choose from, and you can optimize your campaigns for specific goals.
Okay, so it's not just like setting a budget and letting Google do its thing.
Not exactly. You have more control than that. Let's say your main goal is to get people to sign up for your newsletter or buy a product. You could use a bidding strategy that automatically adjusts your bids to target those users who are most likely to actually convert.
So Google Ads can actually figure out who's most likely to become a customer and then make sure our ads are seen by those people.
That's right. It's pretty powerful stuff.
But with all these different bidding strategies, how do we know which one is the right one for us?
Well, that's where things get a little more strategic. The key is to really understand your goals first and then choose the strategy that aligns with those goals.
So if my goal is brand awareness, I might use a different bidding strategy than if my goal is to drive sales.
Exactly. And the good news is Google Ads actually provides some helpful guidance and recommendations based on your campaign settings and data.
Okay, so it's like having a personal Google Ads coach in our corner, helping us make the best decisions.
You could say that.
But you know, something else you mentioned earlier really piqued my interest. It was about integrating geographic data with other targeting options. Can you give us an example of what that might look like in the real world?
Sure. Let's imagine you're a clothing retailer and you have both an online store and physical locations in a bunch of different cities. You could use geographic targeting to focus on people who live near your stores, but then you could also add in some demographic targeting to refine your audience even further.
So, like, maybe I want to target women between the ages of 25 and 45 who have shown interest in fashion or maybe sustainable clothing brands.
Exactly. You're combining the power of location targeting with more detailed information about your ideal customer.
It's like we're creating a laser-focused beam to reach the exact people we want to reach.
That's a great analogy.
But, you know, all this talk about targeting and data makes me wonder about privacy.
Yeah, that's an important consideration.
Are we getting a little too, intrusive with all this targeting?
Well, it's important to remember that Google Ads has strict policies in place to protect user privacy. They don't share personally identifiable information with advertisers. Instead, they use anonymized data to create audience segments based on interests, demographics, and online behavior.
So we're not actually getting any personal information about individual users.
That's right. It's all aggregated and anonymized.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. So we can use these powerful targeting tools without compromising anyone's privacy.
Exactly.
You know, something else that really stood out to me in the Double Dome article was the idea of aligning your geographic targeting with your overall goals.
Oh, that's crucial.
But to be honest, I'm not quite sure how to approach that.
Well, it all starts with being really clear about what you're trying to achieve with your campaigns.
Okay, so if my goal is just to get my brand name out there, I might target a wider area. But if I'm trying to drive foot traffic to my store, I'd probably focus on a much smaller radius.
You got it. The targeting strategy should always support the overall goal.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Not at all. And keep in mind that your goals might change over time. You might start with a focus on brand awareness and then shift to driving conversions once you've built some momentum.
It's like a constant evolution, adapting our strategy as we go.
That's a great way to think about it.
Speaking of adapting, we briefly touched on seasonal variations earlier. How can we use geographic targeting to capitalize on things like holidays or changes in weather?
That's a really smart question. Imagine you're a travel agency that specializes in winter getaways. As the weather starts to get colder, you could use geographic targeting to focus on regions that are already getting snow or are known for their holiday markets.
So we're talking about tailoring our ads to match what's happening in different locations at different times of the year.
Exactly. And you can get super specific with your targeting. You could target people in a city that's hosting a big music festival with ads for hotels and transportation.
It's like we're anticipating people's needs and desires based on where they are and what's going on around them.
That's the power of combining geographic targeting with an understanding of seasonal trends and events.
We're creating these hyper-relevant campaigns that feel like they were made just for each individual person.
That's the goal.
But, you know, as amazing as Google Ads is, it's just one piece of the marketing puzzle, right?
Absolutely. We can't forget about the bigger picture.
What else do we need to be thinking about to create a really holistic and effective marketing strategy?
Well, we need to consider the entire customer journey. From the first time someone hears about our brand to the point where they become a loyal, repeat customer. Google Ads can help us attract new customers and drive traffic. But we also need to nurture those relationships and create a seamless experience across all our channels.
So we're talking about things like email marketing, social media, and making sure our brand message is consistent everywhere.
Exactly. It's all about creating a cohesive and engaging experience for our customers.
And of course, we need to be constantly analyzing our data and making adjustments along the way.
Absolutely. Testing and optimization are essential for any successful marketing strategy.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. I'm feeling a lot more confident about using geographic targeting to reach the right people and achieve my marketing goals.
That's great to hear. But remember, the learning never stops. Google Ads is constantly changing and evolving. So stay curious, experiment with different strategies, and never stop learning.
You've given us so much to think about today. I feel like we've gone from geographic targeting novices to seasoned pros in just a couple of episodes.
Well, I wouldn't say seasoned pros just yet, but you're definitely on the right track.
And we owe a huge thank you to DoubleDome.com for their awesome article. It's been the inspiration for this entire deep dive.
They really know their stuff when it comes to Google Ads.
For anyone listening who's feeling inspired to take their Google Ads game to the next level, I highly recommend checking out their website.
They offer some really great resources and services.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into geographic targeting. I hope you've enjoyed this journey as much as we have, and I hope you're feeling empowered to go out there and create some amazing, hyper-targeted campaigns. Until next time, keep experimenting and keep learning. And remember, the possibilities with Google Ads are truly endless. So we've talked about a lot with geographic targeting. It really seems like the key to unlocking some serious potential with Google Ads. But is there anything else, any other like pro tips or strategies that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I do have one more trick up my sleeve, and it's all about combining geographic targeting with something called dayparting.
Dayparting? Okay, that sounds interesting. What is that all about?
Well, dayparting is basically just scheduling your ads to show at certain times of the day or week. Think about it. People's online behavior changes a lot throughout the day. They might be more likely to be looking for a restaurant during their lunch break, or maybe searching for home improvement services after work.
So we can make sure our ads are showing up right when people are most likely to be interested in what we're offering. But How does that work with geographic targeting?
So let's say you're a restaurant with a special lunch menu. You could use geographic targeting to focus on people near your restaurant. But then you could also use dayparting to make sure those ads are only showing up during lunch hours. That way, you're not wasting money showing ads to people who are probably not thinking about food at that time.
That's so smart. So we're layering these different targeting methods to create even more effective campaigns.
Exactly. It's all about being strategic and using all the tools at your disposal.
This is making me realize how much there is to learn about Google Ads.
Oh, yeah. It's a constantly evolving platform. There's always something new to discover.
But I feel like we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. And I have to say, I'm feeling a lot more confident about my ability to reach the right people with my ads.
That's great to hear. But remember, the learning never stops. Google Ads is always changing. So stay curious and keep experimenting with different strategies.
You've given us a lot to think about. And I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure.
And of course, we can't forget to give a big shout out to DoubleDome.com. Their article was the inspiration for this whole deep dive.
They're a fantastic resource for anyone looking to really master Google Ads.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into geographic targeting. I hope you've enjoyed the journey as much as we have, and I hope you're feeling inspired to go out there and create some really amazing hyper-targeted campaigns. Until next time, happy advertising.